This is Sober Reference. You're listening to a sober snack, bite-sized tips and tricks that will help you stay sober today. We share more cost-free resources on our website, www.soberreference.com, and hope that you'll connect with us on social media. Search Sober Reference now and look for our logo. For more information about today's guest, visit our show notes. We hope that you find this content valuable and leave feeling inspired to drink less, live more, and meet your potential. Enjoy. My name is Louise. I am grateful that you're here. Enjoy.
When you're asked, why don't you drink? What do you say?
I typically say because I'm an alcoholic, or because I was a menace to society, or because you're just would thank me later for not drinking. I don't know. I try to be like pretty transparent, you know, like it doesn't go well. I don't know. Just there's a lot of reasons, but yeah, I'm mainly because I'm an alcoholic. I'm allergic to alcohol.
What advice would you give someone who is thinking about getting sober in their 20s? And is there any advice they should ignore?
I would give them the advice to go for it. I would say from my experience, it doesn't get better. So you might as well go ahead and start now getting your sober life on. And the advice I would say not to take is don't try to do it by yourself. Don't try to just like figure it out in your own mind. You can't fix a sick mind with a sick mind. Like I know when I got into the rooms, I had a sick mind. Obviously I was talking about how it was what kept me out there, you know, and I needed people that were well to talk to me and to tell me how to think. People who had stayed sober, I needed to hear what they had to say, like their experience, what they thought, with how they lived each day. So it worries me a little bit when I see people that are like, I got this figured out because I read a book or something. I don't know. That would be concerning to me just because I know how my brain is. But at the same time, I don't want to judge. I know there's all different walks of recovery. So, but yeah, for me, I needed people around me that had done it and walk with me through it.
Yeah, I find it very helpful too to have people who can relate to what I'm going through in my relationship with alcohol, because I still have this relationship with it. I still think about it sometimes. I still create stories in my mind about how much my family drinks or my partner drinks. Like I can think, you know, it's interesting. Like you mentioned the physical allergy to the substance. And a lot of part of the dis-ease that I relate to so much is the mental obsession. Like I can find so many ways to tell a story about alcohol in my head. It could be, oh gosh, that glass of rosé that they're drinking out on the porch looks so nice. Like the whole environment that they have going, I bet they feel so relaxed. And I kind of like make a story up about that. Yeah. Or it's, oh, my husband's had 3 drinks tonight. Oh, look, he's going to pour his 4th drink. Oh, like, I wonder how buzzed he feels, you know, like, and you just like really obsessively think about other people's experience with alcohol, not even my own. And so I really identify with that, like a mental obsession. It can happen even if I'm not drinking. And to be able to talk to someone who has understood the physical allergy, and physical allergy in my experience, meaning just when we drink alcohol, our body responds in a way that is not healthy, or that is dissimilar to a way that someone that we'd call a normal drinker,
right?
How their body would respond. So it's so helpful to be able to talk to people who just like get that, because there are a lot of people in my immediate life, like my family, my partner, that don't have that allergy. They don't have the mental obsession. And so they just can't understand what I'm going through. And it's so nice to not be alone in that. Then this morning I had a good girlfriend come over, and I had kind of a tough weekend because I went out on a girls trip, which like is even a big deal for me, you know, just to like put myself out there and go away with a group of girls that I didn't know very well to a place and just be social for 3 days. Like that's a huge deal for me. Yeah. And it turns out that these girls really liked to drink, and, you know, not necessarily in a way that they would identify as unhealthy, but enough for me to get mentally obsessed about it. And so it was a really tough weekend for me. And my friend came over this morning. I just was like, I'm going to need like a 10-second hug, because I knew that she knew what that experience was like to me. I had called her that weekend and talked to her about what I was experiencing. And just that fact that I could connect with her and hug her and feel safe and feel understood and say, yeah, you know, I still have some like lingering emotions, even though it was 5 days ago. And she's like, I totally get it. Like, you're loved, you're okay, you're safe. It's everything's fine. Like, I totally get it. Even like that is invaluable to me. So I really second your advice to find community and not walk this alone, because the gift of a connection with someone who understands you is just one of the most precious things.
Oh my God, so necessary. I just needed that. I was so sick of people being like, why? Why would you do something like that? You know, like it was just so much a questioning of why. And I like in the rooms, it's like, we don't, it's like, we know. I mean, it's like, well, you're an addict. Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, there's just this, it's irrational. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just nice to be around people that they don't ask that, you know?
Yeah. We don't have to feel weird or crazy around people who, you know, think the same way as us or have a similar allergy than we do. We can just feel normal and like focus on the solution.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. This was so nice, Stephanie.
Thanks for listening to Sober Reference. We hope you found this content valuable and are leaving feeling inspired to drink less, live more, and meet your potential. You can find more cost-free resources on our website, www.soberreference.com. We hope that you'll connect with us on social media, search Sober Reference now, and look for our logo. Great job taking in sober positive content today. Until next time, this is Sober Reference, and we are so glad that you're here.